Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Tracy Eden is with us. Tracy is a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group. He's the, one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out what's going on out there in the marketplace. What are small business owners thinking, doing, and saying about the economy, about their businesses, and how are they getting their business capitalized if they need capital? Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back. I appreciate the invitation.
Always a pleasure. So what are you seeing? What are small business owners telling you? You guys got your finger on the pulse? What's happening?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we're coming right now, at least what I've heard out of most recent, is that it's been a really rough summer. There's a lot of businesses that have just seen a big void in demand for goods and services through the summertime here, and it's really resulted in a very difficult September. We're seeing a lot of companies that are, you know, they've got a huge gap in working capital, and they're struggling to try to figure out how do we fill that.
You know, working capital is another word for cash flow, right?
Yep.
Another term for cash flow. What you're saying is there's a lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses, most. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Tracy, and say most small businesses live and die on cash flow.
That is the name of the game.
And because the opposite of the plan B for that is to be well capitalized. And you and I both know Blasingame's second law of small business, and that's that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized.
Correct.
And so with business, when business drops off, then the cash flow drops off, right? And that
right.
And that puts pressure on the ability to pay, to make payroll and other things, because we haven't retained enough profits. Profitability's been tough, and most of us don't have capital. We don't have investors, and whatever capital's in the business, we put it in there and day one, right?
And profits and cash flow are reinvested into the business. And I'm speaking for the real small, under $30 million in revenue companies, and probably even more so the under $20 million in revenues. And everything that they've got, they're putting back in because they don't have the access to capital that and the different forms of capital that are out there for the larger organizations. You know, they can't access the commercial paper market. They don't have stockholders they can sell shares to, and
that's right,
and yada yada yada. So they're very reliant on what they can bring to the table and the financial community.
And when they're borrowing money for cash flow purposes, they're backing up when that's the case, isn't it? I mean, so we all have to do it in your small business career. Everyone will do it, and some people will do it a lot. But when you're doing it for cash flow purposes, that's not progress, is it?
It can be in the right circumstances, but the challenge in this environment, this economic environment that we're in, is everybody's deleveraging, meaning they're eliminating, you know, the debt that they can. They're pulling back from any expansion, and what that does is it's supposed to create better cash flow. You know, companies are holding on to their accounts payable a little bit longer and not paying their vendors. That improves your cash flow. But the problem is when that company is also not turning around to their vendor and saying, hey, I need 100,000 more widgets, or I need 50 more temporary employees to help get through this, you know, that also pulls out of cash
flow. Well, yeah, that's funding growth.
Exactly.
And their profits hopefully come from that. But when it's, as you say, when it's in the environment we have right now, where the demand has dropped and cash flow has dropped, and therefore the ability to fund the operation has dropped, then that's where it goes negative. And are you seeing much of that out there?
A substantial amount of that. It's the demand for capital, the opportunities for growth, they are very stagnant. It's really shocking.
But what about people looking for cash to fund the operation in a downturn?
Oh, no. It's out there like you wouldn't believe. And part of it is the difficulty that we've got in our mm-hmm. financial systems. Mm-hmm. You know, they're afraid to make loans.
Yeah.
And the difficulty is you've got a financial community that I think is focused on going back to some bad habits.
I want you to talk to us about that when we come back, folks. We need to watch for this. History repeats itself, right? Human beings aren't great at learning lessons. And so we're going to get Tracy to help us with this on the other side of these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.